Welcome to the Corporate Dropout Podcast. I'm your host, Alessia Citro. If you're sick of the corporate hamster wheel and looking to feel inspired and empowered to live a high vibe life as your own boss, you're in the right place. Dare to drop out in 3, 2, 1. Before we start the show, I want to tell you about the business I'm launching. Starting a business can be hard work, but it doesn't need to be confusing too. And that is why I founded Thea Collective, a learning community for entrepreneurs. Learn from experts across law, finance, tax, operations, marketing, sales, and more, and get the blueprint on how to set up and run your own business. Text biz, that's B-I-Z, to 949-577-8709, or head to thea-collective.com to learn more. Hello, friends. I am back today with Terrence McMahon. I had the pleasure of interviewing him yesterday. So if you didn't listen to that, be sure to do so. To tell you a little bit about him before we get into the episode, he is a TEDx speaker, the best-selling author of Superhero Self, and a viral TikTok and Instagram mentor. He's also host of the Terrence McMahon podcast and founder of the Recreate app. And today he is back to share the three ways that you can recreate yourself. So Terrence, with that, thank you so much for being back. I can't wait to hear how we can recreate and reinvent ourselves.
The process of reinventing yourself was something that I connected with while I was going through the journey of trying to find a liver to save my life. I was terminally ill in 2016. And in doing so, you had to go to an addiction center to get a liver. I had alcoholic liver failure. So in that process, I was introduced to the process of rehabilitation. So rehabilitation, by definition, means to restore back to the original condition. And I didn't think that was what I wanted to do. What I wanted to do was recreate myself. And what that means is to make something new that's never existed before. So the likelihood of me getting a transplant was low. And I was blessed with a donor who was a prisoner, saved my life in January 2017. So if you look at my life, and it was a bowl of pottery, it looked like someone dropped it 10 feet and my life was in pieces all over the floor. My status, I went from CEO to, you know, basically dying every day a little bit in front of the world. I lost most of my money, a lot of my friends, and my reputation and my dignity in some relationships. So I'm starting from zero. And when you're starting from zero, that's the best place to start. I literally can only go up from there. And so I connected with the process of this three steps. I was kind of co-creating it as I give it to you. The first step was I had to make some decisions about me and about who I was, what I did every day, the people I spent time with, the story I told myself, the movie that I ran in my own mind. And it comes down to making decisions. So step one is decisions. And decisions is about cutting away. The word means to cut away from. If you broke it down, the etymology D means away from, like a divorce or a detour. Scission means to cut, to like an incision. So to change the fruit of your life, the first step is to change the roots. You got to cut them right off if you want to reinvent yourself. Your persona, which is your mask, that's actually the character you wear, you play. That's what the Greeks called the mask. That's the character you're in play. Most people are wearing a mask. You had to wipe out that character, change people that you hang around with, your daily routine, your geographical location if you had to. So I did that. I literally stopped binging on booze, started binging on books, started walking, playing yoga, instead of going to sporting events and drinking every day, hung out with interesting people. And little by little, I started changing. But when you stop doing things like you quit your job, you relocate, and you quit drinking, which I spent a lot of time doing, I had a lot of time. So you need to install, step number two, you need to install a new story, a new narrative in your life. And what I teach people is this domino concept. Like everybody has a change the world domino, and this is a big domino, but we're all starting from scratch. So we have this little domino. All right. So the big domino represents the story of what you're going to become, right? You're going to become, you know, more healthy, more happy, more successful, more contribution, live a better life. So once you have that movie, that's your new narrative. You can install that movie in your mind. You don't have to wear the suit that the world tells you to wear. They said I wanted to be, that I was an addict that had a disease that there's no cure. And that was 7 years ago. Like, I still haven't seen any sign of any of that so far, because I wanted to be a superhero that had a purpose that made a difference. But I wasn't. I was on the ground in those pieces. So the 2-inch domino is the third step. And if you know anything about the domino, a 2-inch domino stores energy when you put it on its side. And when you move it forward, it creates what's called amplified force. It stores action potential. So it stores energy to knock over another 2-inch domino and another 2-inch domino and millions of 2-inch dominoes. You've seen the videos. But it actually stores more. A 2-inch domino can knock over a 3-inch domino. It has enough energy to knock over something 150% its size. So the 2-inch domino can knock over the 3. The 3 can knock over the 4.5, and the 4.5 can knock over the 6.5. And as my math fails me, each progression is another movement towards your dream domino. So when you put it together and you move a domino in force, if you line up your dominoes correctly, you can always do a little bit better every day, which is opposite of what they were telling me in the addiction center, that you live one day at a time, you don't drink, you get up, you do the same day, and you don't take any chances, you don't grow. Like, I didn't like that life. So the 3 steps are: make good decisions, cut the things out of your life you got to cut. You know what they are. If you have a little bit of time with yourself in bed thinking, you'll know the things. There are 3 or 4 things that got to go. Insert a new narrative. Visualize that change the world domino in your mind, where you're living, what you're doing, the type of people you're helping, and then line them up. Find that one thing you can do today that is something you can do positively, that by doing that makes you in a better place to move forward tomorrow, and keep playing those progressions until you're ultimately making progress. So that's the 3 steps.
I love the visual of the dominoes and how you break that down. I'm curious too, Terrence, are there any methods that you use to sort of track, like, I mean, outside of just the memory of where you started versus, you know, where you are on the journey to that change the world domino, or anything that you would suggest?
You know, I had a technique in the beginning. It was called 1x5. So I wanted to simplify 5 actions a day. This is not easy to do. So you got your relationships, you got your health, you got your wealth, you got your learning, and then you got a contribution. So if you add one thing a day, like today I'm going to go to yoga, I'm going to make a sales call and get one sale. I'm going to call my mom, tell her, say hi, tell her I love her, tell her I miss her. I'm going to eliminate sugar, and then, you know, I'm going to send $500 to a charity. Like, if you did that every day, like, in each time you went through that list, it progressed, it made you progress forward. Like, in 30 days, you're unrecognizable. Like, if you're always just one thing, not 10. Like, to-do lists are stupid. It's what one thing towards that, you know. And for me, I pretty much got it down to, you know, mastering that day, you know, having a routine that I do my thing in the morning. You know, I call it bookends, the morning bookend, evening bookend, and I got time blocks in the middle. I usually get to every single thing I want to get to, and I let some things go, and I could care less. If I don't get to it, I didn't get to it. Sales leads, I get podcast interviews. I can't do it all, and it's okay, because I have my thing in my mind I want to do.
Yeah, knowing what'll move the needle too, and prioritizing. I love that. Well, it's been such a pleasure getting to interview you for the full episode that dropped yesterday and as well as today. Terrence, where can people find, connect, and work with you?
You can work with me by going to my website, terrencemcmahon.com, or you can find me on Instagram. We check the DMs every single day, terrence.mcmahon, MCMAHON, and on TikTok at Terrence McMahon. And, you know, I just put out a new program called the Anywhere Advisor. So if you're looking for location independence and you're one of the 4.3 million people that just quit their jobs in February, and you're looking to, you know, escape the 9-to-5 grind and join a life that's a lot of fun, that you can make a lot of money and still have quality of life and happiness, hit me up.
You're speaking to the right audience with that. Terrence, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed today's episode, please help me get the word out about The Corporate Dropout by screenshotting and sharing this on social. I would appreciate it so much if you would subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and review as well. And I do this show for you, and I want to hear from you. So tell me, what is it that you want more of? Text me at 949-541-0951 or slide into the DMs at Corporate Dropout Official or Alicia Citro with 2 underscores. Until next time. Time.